Grills. Stay with Tina Good Grills.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. Laura Russin is still here in the studio. Tom and Grant did not really want to go through the real estate talk, so now it's just us. And, of course, the one and only Tina Goodrich. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, Rob, and how are you?
I'm doing well. The subject today is property status, and I guess I'll quickly, if you've ever been out driving around and you see the little signs on top of the for sale signs, sometimes it'll say under contract, some that might say some of that.
Pending.
I don't think you don't put all of those on top of that sign of the different classifications of where a house is or a property is in the sale process.
Sometimes the agents will put up pending, and you'll see a pending sign underneath there. I don't see too many backup signs that go up, and I thought we'd go over those status. Status is which is the backup status and the pending status, and of course we have contingencies, and we've talked many times about contingencies and what exactly they mean. So some people have been confused, I think, a little bit on the backup status. When a property goes into backup, that means that you have a offer accepted. And if the seller decides that they don't want to continue showing the property, then you want to put it in a pending status.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way it's not going to be shown. The other agents know that you have a clear to close or that the seller doesn't want to entertain any more showings or any other offers.
Sure.
So in a backup status, if you're selling your property and your agent gets you an accepted offer and you want to go into the backup status, that means that the agent can still continue showing it and you can get a backup offer.
Okay.
So that's really important because, you know, these deals, they fall through. You know, we talked about it doesn't clear to close until you get to the
count your chickens before they've hatched.
Yeah. So when you go into that backup status, that means that you want to continue showing it and possibly get a backup offer, maybe a couple backup offers. But when it goes into the pending status, then that means that it's clear to close and that the seller has agreed with the agent that there's no more showings and that you're, you know, I mean, I went through that recently on a deal with our deal where the buyer said, I don't want it to show anymore, Tina.
Right.
I definitely want that property.
With my mom's house.
Yeah.
She said, Tina, why does it say that? I want this pending.
Yeah, because when you see it on Zillow or Realtor.com as a backup status, it says to continue showing. So sometimes the buyers are like, well, I thought that I was buying that property. And so agreeable with the seller and with the buyer that the property goes into pending status means that there's no more showings.
Yeah, you would think probably most buyers don't want us to have a backup status. If they're putting an offer on it, they don't want
right.
be done with it. And
they do. But it still has got to come from the seller. The seller's got to agree to it, too, that the property is going to go into that pending status and that it's not going to be shown.
Well, what goes into making that decision for the seller? I mean, because he was like, well, I think these people might be able to do it. Or do they have in mind, maybe if they can't.
Right.
You know, even if you're going looking for a house, though, you got to be pre-approved before even a realtor is going to start showing you houses, right?
Right. And there's steps that most realtors take in that backup status is that we're going through the inspections. So a lot of times realtors will not pend it until the inspections have been done.
Lot of lost deals on inspections.
And that buyer says, yes, I definitely want it. And then their earnest money is on the line. Once they say, yes, I'm good. I'm moving forward and I'm past my inspection period because you get a good 10 days, maybe 3 weeks to do a due diligence. And then once that passes, then your earnest money's on the line and then you go into that pending status. The realtors are like, okay, we got to clear to close. Yeah. We passed inspections. Your earnest money deposit has been taken and the lender is moving forward with maybe the appraisal.
Sure.
Some realtors don't pend it wait until the appraisal's done because you could hit a hiccup there.
Right.
Did you ever get any situations where you're doing an inspection and someone else comes along and says, I don't care. I don't even need an inspection. I don't care. I'm going to just pay for it. And the people who are getting the inspection, do they get cut out?
No. They're under contract. So that would be a backup offer. And those would be good because now all of a sudden you are under pressure because there is now a backup offer if you decide not to follow through, or maybe the inspections came up and there could have been maybe some leaks or the roof was leaking and you were thinking maybe of going back to counter that person. Mm-hmm. You may not because there's a backup offer. Okay. So, you know, that's how the game works. You know,
you start walking a tightrope when there's someone on your heels saying, I want that house too.
Right. And we've been in this market for a little while where we still are in a very seller's market here. The inventory is coming in. Our rates are staying steady at the 5%. So it's a really balance there for the sellers and for the buyers, sure. I think. It's still a good, strong seller's market out there. And in these active backup and pending statuses, you know, need to be, you know, everybody needs to understand what that status means. Yeah. So even as a seller.
Do we get into a little more games? I mean, because with the interest rates going up and some of those things are, you know, there are games played within this to win. And
right.
When the winning is getting the property or the house that you're looking for.
Well, yeah, that and for the agents to get the listings. Also, you know, there's not a lot of listings. The inventory is low. There's a lot of agents that are not getting the listings right now because the inventory is so low.
Right.
And that does drive the price up. Yeah.
And it just makes everything more competitive. Well, competition drives price.
Yes. Yeah. So we're still very holding strong in Southwest Michigan. I think the market's still very strong along here. I've been seeing some good listings coming out between that 200 and 300 mark, which is a great price for our special financing, you know, for FHA and for VA and those special finance. Yeah. Had a real competition. We're very competitive to get an offer because a lot of times the seller will take a conventional or a cash offer over any special financing. So they're getting more of a chance now to buy a home at that, 175 to 200 mark. There's more of them coming out.
Mm-hmm, so, definitely. And then, of course, the most important of your property status is the four-letter word, sold.
Right, yeah. So that's the final, and we agents don't mark that sold until after we get done with the title company. Everybody has signed.
How long do you usually leave the sign out there to gloat about your sale?
Sometimes I'll leave it out there for 2 or 3 days, not usually a week. So usually 2 or 3 days, just to let the neighborhood know that the property has closed.
Someone new is coming.
And there is somebody new in the home, because for a while maybe the home was vacant, like mom's home,
right?
Sure.
And people go by that place a lot, so they're watching for the upgrades. They told me they've already started, so it'll be fun to drive by, you know, and check out what they're doing.
All right,
it will be
for sure. Well, we need to take a break here on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. This is Rob Bird's Moondog Show. We'll be right back.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hey y'all, the documentary that's been taking Southwest Michigan by storm, House of David, Life Everlasting, is coming soon to a theater near you. I always wanted to say that. Public showings have already been scheduled throughout Southwest Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, South Bend, Indiana, and it's just getting started. It's played to sold-out theaters, and folks have even been turned away. So don't you miss your chance to see this amazing piece of Michigan history. Go to HODfilm.com for the current schedule and lots more. House of David, Life Everlasting.
Let's
Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Laura Russin, and of course, Tina Goodrich here in the studio. Last segment, we were talking about property statuses and all that good stuff, when it's sold, when it's under contract, when it's pending, and all those good things. But
that's good.
Yeah,
yep,
but,
back up.
That's right. So we want to talk about some of the other properties and some of the other things that you are doing. So go ahead and go for it. And I think the one we really want to talk about is what, Laura?
Well, she asked me a little bit one that we've been working on quite a bit.
Come on, Laura, you say it.
Pick a liquor.
There we go.
Unique Pick a Liquor.
I love that name.
Yeah, that's the one that's in Grand Junction, and we had the two-bedroom house on the backside of that place. And that one there, it really came close to the deal almost sinking. You know, again, we talked about it's not a done deal until you get to the closing table.
Until you got the checks in hand.
Right. So, you know, when you're selling a convenience store that has licenses, you know, it's a little bit more in detail. You generally have an attorney involved. And so this one here took a little, and we had a tenant. You know, when you have a tenant, it really changes the game, you know, because a tenant comes first.
Sure.
You know, we
can't just buy and kick them out. There's
we can't
stuff
kick the
you have
tenant
to go
out.
To. Go
he
through.
Has to roll with the buyer. So what we have to do is we have to find the tenant a place, and we have to place him into a new place. And we all know that rentals are hard to come
hard
by.
Hard to find.
And you know, this renter's been there for a while. He's
put him
been
in the
very
Bates Motel.
And you know, this liquor store. If you didn't know, I've had this liquor store going on the fourth year for sale. So this is my fourth year with it.
And I must say at that point, you know, your seller, how come they stayed with you for 4 years? I mean, at four years, they're usually wanting to get rid of their property when they put it up for sale.
You build a relationship with your clients, and that's exactly what I did is I built a relationship with this client. He, in between the sale of Unique Pick a Liquor, turned around and ended up buying the high school there in Grand Junction. So this buyer is a commercial investor. He's always been in that commercial convenience store line and other properties.
Yeah. So time isn't always of the essence.
Yeah,
with him.
He was very comfortable running his convenience store while it was on the market.
Right.
He actually got got a kick out of when people would come in and start a conversation with him about the store being for sale.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you
That's
also
what you're here for.
Had a great idea where you took that liquor license away, and that's what sparked the new
energy.
People's energy.
Yes, and we talked about that here on the radio, about the possibility of pulling the liquor license out, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
This family is buying the Unique Pick a Liquor without the liquor license.
And they will still have beer and wine.
And they'll still have the beer and wine.
How much did the liquor license add to the price of the sale?
I would say the cost of the liquor license is going to average anywhere from 80 to 120. Okay. You know, so it depends on really the area where it's at. I mean, if there was a liquor license available in South Haven, it'd probably go for more money.
Sure. Right.
You know, this one's in Grand Junction, and in that area, there's only allowed one liquor license.
I think in South Haven, if anybody came and said, I want one, they'll just give it to them.
He countered, you know, the market. Well, it depends on how many there are and how many people
location.
Are in the area.
Well, then they go make a vote to change it.
And
it's all about
location,
the money, baby.
Too. You
well,
know, you can be near a school or a church or,
right.
you know, you got to be so many feet away from those. But this place here, again, you know, we went through some roller coasters because there's so many things involved with the Unique Pick a Liquor. But we are back on track and everything looks great for the buyers. We expect to close this somewhere around Labor Day weekend.
Right. So everybody keep your fingers crossed for Miss Tina on that one.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. That one's been, you know, a little bit tough. But, you know, commercial deals are tough. You got to be able to roll with the punches.
Well, every deal has its own set of hoops and circumstances to jump through for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, real estate is big. It's the most expensive thing that we buy in our lifetime, and agents know that. So we, you know, are very careful, and we take, you know, good care of these deals because it is very important to the client.
Absolutely.
And like with my client here at Unique Pick a Liquor, again, I've had him for 4 years. He stuck with me to get the store sold, and we did get get it under contract, and I think we're pretty good for the closing here somewhere around Labor Day.
Well, we thank him for his confidence in you, and so that's a long time to.
It is.
And
I think I have the longest running listing. That, you know, and
is that a proud?
Well, you know, it is because, not everybody can stick with a deal that long right. and get it to the closing table,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it's all about getting the listing.
You will see properties, too, that have had two or three agents
yeah,
on
I,
it.
I exactly. think a lot of buyers, the first hiccup, they run. I'm going right. to have that. I think this
right.
guy can do it better.
You
got to
wait until that contract yeah. runs out.
Right. You got to be able to convince your seller that you're the agent to get this deal done. And I believe that my seller did believe that I could.
Well, I know.
It. He was right.
I know how fortunate I was because not only having Tina for a best friend, but having her as my realtor to sell Captain Nemo's and my mom's house. I mean, that's two really
huge. Yeah,
that's
all within
huge.
A year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was very, very close together.
Yeah,
so,
and sometimes it's great to have an agent that you know, to work with you on these deals because they're personal and they're very private at the same time.
Yeah. Unless you're kind of the commercial investor, it really isn't. It's his. I mean, obviously, it's personal to him about Unique Pick a Liquor, but what he's doing is kind of like, this is an investment. At some point, it's going to work out. I'm just going to bide my time until I get the right situation.
Right, and that's really what it was. He's had many people interested in the business, but it was never the right buyer or the right deal. This one was the right buyer and the right deal. So that was the way we were able to put it together, really.
Mm. I love when a plan comes together. That's from the A-team.
Definitely. Yes. So I'm excited about the Unique Pick a Liquor. But other real estate deals, let's see what else we got. We got some commercial deals still in town.
You got about a minute left in this segment to go over one if you'd like.
Okay, we're still working with Back to the 50s on M140 there, 8510, listed for $399. You know, Ernie's got a great thing going there. So if somebody's got a plan or an idea to open up a restaurant, he's got some great recipes that could possibly be, you know, roll with this business.
I mean, turnkey with it. I mean, it's all there. And if anybody goes by there during the week when he's open, there's people there. I mean, he's got great food.
He's very seasonal. So if somebody's got some ideas, this could definitely run a lot longer than just the summer season.
Yeah. It's one of those things where locals are like, I just can't wait till he opens up.
You can see they're doing tons of work at the school. So that whole field is going to be redone.
And bringing
people
here.
There's going to be a lot of kids and a lot of moms and dads over
there.
Man,
we're hungry. Couldn't get anything to eat after we got out of work.
Right,
we had to get him right here.
Yep.
Run over to the 50s and grab an Italian beef or a hamburger, hot dog, whatever it may be. It's time to take a break. When we come back, it'll be more real estate with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Robert's Moondog Show.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. And we're in our last segment. This has been a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good blueberry. It always goes by quick.
Good blueberry talk at the beginning. Then we had a great preview of some of the new songs from Elastic Wasteland. And now we're having some good conversation about real estate with Tina Goodrich. So
in
big news around town
local
big boy news.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's up with Big Boy?
Big Boy Restaurant just got listed for sale at 261 73rd Street. We all know where that's at, out there by the Walmart area, which is, you know, big news for South Haven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if we're local, you know, most locals know that Big Boy has been struggling, I think, with employees. And I think a handful of restaurants struggle with employees.
I think Brian passed away.
Oh,
the father of the business.
And
so
that, I think
very sad.
From that point, it has been a struggle. Yeah. Lord,
yes.
You are absolutely
right.
Well,
I will have to ask, you said that Big Boy's for sale. Is Big Boy the restaurant for sale, or is the building for sale?
Well, it's the building that's for sale.
Okay, so if you bought it, you don't have to have a Big Boy.
You don't have to have a Big Boy. So like somebody like Cracker Barrel or another big chain restaurant could come in there. I was told Cracker Barrel wouldn't come here because we just don't hold enough employees for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think by surveys, they just have,
Yeah,
they do that
around
year. And then they also they always put their dot on the map right where you are, and they do the 30 miles. How many people are within that 30 miles? And that's certainly one of the other big, you know,
and
considerations.
I mean, like even when Culver's came in, you know, they knew they were up against an employee shortage, and they really had to pay premium pay to get their employees.
Yeah.
Do you
they always
that?
Seem to be doing pretty well.
They do. But I thought it was interesting. Big Boy Restaurant is for sale, listed for $1.8 million. So it's on a pretty good size, 1.3 acres. It's retail space. It's, you know, zoned through Fair Business, Van Buren County. And again, you could buy the Big Boy if you wanted to buy the franchise and continue Big Boy. That's a possibility.
Right.
But here's an opportunity for one of maybe the bigger chain restaurants, maybe a steakhouse. I mean, we all can think of some great restaurants we would love to see in South Haven on the bigger chain. You know, it just depends on, they take these surveys, and if they don't have enough employees that would service them, then they really don't come, or the number of people.
Right.
I think
the residents.
And don't they know they can just bring them in from China?
But no.
No.
But one good thing about Big Boy, too, is they're right on the expressway.
Right.
So
that's very
and
visible.
And right next to Walmart, you know, so they do have a lot of traffic by there.
The way it is at the southern border, though, there's a lot of people looking for work. They just bring them up here for Big Boy.
Yeah. It says the owners are retiring. So they want to retire. You know, they're throwing the hat in. And I thought this was, you know, a great topic to talk about. Listed by Coldwell Banker out of Grand Rapids with Russ Bono and Cameron Timmer.
Mm-hmm.
But $1.8 million, you know, today to build
is that a lot for that?
No, I mean, to build a commercial building today, that size would probably cost you over $2 million. You know, so for 1.8, you're getting everything well established, a restaurant that's fully equipped, the parking lot, and location.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'd like a Red Lobster, please.
Got to go in there
too.
Yeah, put your sign and put your colors on it, and it's ready for 1.8. You probably could get it for 1.5. You know, or something like that. You know, I mean, commercial deals, like I said, are always open for offers. But, you know, this is a great location, I thought, for a new restaurant. So we're going to all be watching who's going to be coming into where Big Boy is at.
If someone does buy it and they want to put a restaurant, they really do have to take all the Big Boy stuff off.
Do they have to if you just buy it?
Because you say, hey, I want this place and I'm just going to keep it. Can you keep the Big Boy stuff, or does it have to go?
You have to be a part of the franchise.
Okay.
So you have to buy into the franchise to keep the big boy sign.
Put a
and
big girl the big up there. Boy, big you know, girl.
the mascot, you know, he's going to go with, of course, with big boy. But I have seen some big boys kind of going out, if you've noticed. It seems like I've seen a couple of them going out of business. So it could be just a,
but
you know,
in some haven, what I keep hearing is, people do miss Nemo's because we
miss
breakfast
so much.
And we need breakfast places.
Yeah. Well, and of course,
and Big Boy is a breakfast breakfast joint.
But they're also, it's one of those where the clientele typically with Big Boy is a little bit older.
Right.
You know, so maybe that has played a little bit into their woes.
It probably has. Yeah. You know, it's a new generation. There's new restaurants out. Chick-fil-A is, you know, cornered the
market. Because the kids
are
like, I went to Big Boy with my parents. Not kind of place I want to go now.
Right. You know?
Well, how about
Denny's?
Anna's.
Same kind of thing.
Anna's house. Anna's would be great.
Oh, my gosh. I love that place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Oh, that would be so wonderful to have a, you know, a designated breakfast joint. Because Anna's is breakfast, right?
Right.
She does
and
breakfast
they're open
until
like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
They would be a great addition for South Haven.
We've got about a minute left here, Tina.
Well, throughout my contact information, if you have some listings or, you know, anything that a question about, we talked about the agency status on property, give me a call, 269-759-1076. You can always reach me on Facebook with List with Tina, listwithtina.net. And Let's Talk Real Estate, Rob updates that for us, and you can go on there and see any of our most recent podcast.
Sure. Yep.
But yeah, give me a holler. I'd love to talk to you about more about real estate.
Very good. It's been a fantastic show today, I do believe. I want to say thank you to our early guests on the Blueberry Chicks. Kim Wise came in today. She's the board director of the National Blueberry Festival, which is next week. So
the big,
can you believe that summer's going by and we're already getting. Next week's the middle of August already.
Yeah, and people start going back to school.
That's right. So last hoorah next week, Blueberry Festival. Should be a great weekend around here for sure. Dr. Max Masters, Shelly Hartman was in with her too, and Dr. Max Masters, of course, and Brooke Blanchard. Always good to hear from her. And then, of course, in the studio to preview Elastic Wasteland was Tom Russin, Grant Funky Frabe, and of course Laura was there, who stuck around here to now with, of course, the wonderful Tina Goodrich. So thank you to all those that were on the show, and I do believe this was a darn good one. So, all right, well, this is normally where Mason kicks out the sponsors, and I really, I'm going to try to see if I can remember. Of course, we've got the Blueberry Store, True Blue Farms, Jackie Diaz from Pure Salon, UFC Tree Care is another one, Country House Furniture is a sponsor of the show. And Nicole Gulata, and then of course Senior Services of Van Buren County. Oh, who else is in there? Anybody?
Tom,
Decorator's Choice. Tom Balky. He's very ridiculous.
And Holly.
Drawing Children into Reading.
There you go. Thank
yes.
You.
So if we missed anybody, we're very sorry. You'll have to call and yell at Mason for not being here this week. So thank you very much. But we're going to have to do it anyways. We're going to have to howl at the Moondog on the way out the door. You guys ready?
Oh, my
here
gosh.
We go.
All right. One, two, three. Out the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, a subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.